Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений AG соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hey, Nick, how's it going?
Hey, Ellen, it's going great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, too. Just getting back from my trip to Karelia.
Really? Who did you go with, and how long were you there?
I was with my parents. We went camping there for 2 weeks. 1 week we spent at a camping ground near a small lake. And the other week, we went whitewater rafting down the river.
Wow, what an adventurous holiday. Did you stay in a cabin at the lake?
No, we didn't. We had our tent. We always sleep in a tent when we travel. It's a lot cheaper.
Oh my, I wouldn't be able to do that at all. I'm such a hotel person myself.
But why, Nick? Camping in a tent is so much fun. You can hear the birds in the morning. Enjoy the fresh air and...
And mosquitoes? No, thank you. I'd much rather sleep in a comfortable bed, warm and clean. There isn't a bathroom when you sleep in a tent, is there?
No, not in the tent, of course. But the campsite where we stayed in Karelia had a public bathroom with showers. So that was convenient.
Well, that's good to hear. But it's still hard to sleep on the ground in a sleeping bag, I think.
Well, yes, at first, but then you get used to it. You can use a special soft mat to sleep on. It keeps you warm and comfortable.
I suppose I could try that, but I still think a hotel room is a nicer place to stay, Ellen.
Well, Nick, tastes differ. So what have you been doing these last 2 weeks before school starts?
Oh, I've been at home, shopping for school supplies, getting my books and uniform in order, you know.
Sounds fun. I still have to try on my uniform and see if I need a new one. I've got all the other things, I think. Did you see that new history book for this year? It looks very interesting.
Yes, I did. I love the maps and illustrations on it. I hope we have our history teacher from last year again this year.
Yeah, me too. She was so nice, and her lessons were so fun. History can be quite complicated sometimes.
So true, especially when you have to memorize all the dates and names. I can never get it right who led what battle and which Tsar was at the throne at what time.
Well, I'm afraid I have to go. There's still much to do.
Yes, me too. It was good to chat with you, Ellen.
Bye, Nick. I'll see you soon at school.
Bye.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hey, Nick, how's it going?
Hey, Ellen, it's going great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, too. Just getting back from my trip to Karelia.
Really? Who did you go with, and how long were you there?
I was with my parents. We went camping there for 2 weeks. 1 week we spent at a camping ground near a small lake, and the other week we went whitewater rafting down the river.
Wow, what an adventurous holiday. Did you stay in a cabin at the lake?
No, we didn't. We had our tent. We always sleep in a tent when we travel. It's a lot cheaper.
Oh my, I wouldn't be able to do that at all. I'm such a hotel person myself.
But why, Nick? Camping in a tent is so much fun. You can hear the birds in the morning, enjoy the fresh air and...
And mosquitoes? No, thank you. I'd much rather sleep in a comfortable bed, warm and clean. There isn't a bathroom when you sleep in a tent, is there?
No, not in the tent, of course. But the campsite where we stayed in Karelia had a public bathroom with showers, so that was convenient.
Well, that's good to hear. But it's still hard to sleep on the ground in a sleeping bag, I think.
Well, yes, at first. But then you get used to it. You can use a special soft mat to sleep on. It keeps you warm and comfortable.
I suppose I could try that, but I still think a hotel room is a nicer place to stay, Ellen.
Well, Nick, tastes differ. So what have you been doing these last 2 weeks before school starts?
Oh, I've been at home, shopping for school supplies, getting my books and uniform in order, you know.
Sounds fun. I still have to try on my uniform and see if I need a new one. I've got all the other things, I think. Did you see that new history book for this year? It looks very interesting.
Yes, I did. I love the maps and illustrations on it. I hope we have our history teacher from last year again this year.
Yeah, me too. She was so nice, and her lessons were so fun. History can be quite complicated sometimes.
So true, especially when you have to memorize all the dates and names. I can never get it right who led what battle and which Tsar was at the throne at what time.
Well, I'm afraid I have to go. There's still much to do.
Yes, me too. It was good to chat with you, Ellen.
Bye, Nick. I'll see you soon at school.
Bye.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.